Uptown Girl is my favorite, probably. But the music dropping in the background means that it's that time again. It's Tuesday at 7 o'clock. It's Just Josh and Ram.
Snap, crackle, pop. Goodness gracious, what are y'all doing?
That was me.
Yeah, we're adjusting all sorts of things. We've added a new microphone to the mix tonight, Jay. Give me just a second while I turn up my headphones, and I'll introduce you to Chloe. Just a wee bit there on the...
What are you doing? Going out to the street and going, hey, y'all, come on, do my show with me.
Yes, so. That's exactly what I'm doing. Just a little bit... Perfect. Okay. Now, where was I? Yeah, Jay's mocking me in the back room. So, okay, let's go around the table. I'm Josh, if you haven't figured that out already. Jay's in the back room. Melissa's at the table once again this week.
Hello.
And we have Chloe.
Hello.
Chloe's a good friend of mine and voiced her concern about the topics of my show last week on Facebook. So I said, sure, come on down. But yes, Jay, we're just welcoming people right off the street. So
I'm not hearing you were supposed to bring tea. Were you going to?
Yeah, that's right. Some peace tea on this.
This
was our sponsored section.
I honestly stopped by a gas station this afternoon
to
get a peace tea and... The lady at the register was, everything was out of order.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
Sad day.
Darn Russians.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yes.
Oh, gosh, I hate that. That's one of my pet peeves is I hardly ever carry cash anywhere, right? So it's swipe.
You millennial, everything. You.
I know,
yes,
I know it.
There it is.
And if you don't take like the NFC payment, you know, my Android Pay, Samsung Pay.
Okay, that's Apple even
Pay,
over me. Yeah.
Like I'm already kind of upset. So if your computer doesn't work at all and it's like, well, you can write a check. I'm like, gee, let me go out to the truck for my Kit Kat and Peace Tea that I've got to pay for. I'm not having any of that.
Let's go back to 1997 and write a check.
Yeah, I don't even have checks.
I was six. So, all right. So at this point, I'll go ahead and mention I didn't do my homework this week. And we're just going to kind of – talk about whatever we want to talk about today, which includes our Facebook section. I'm jumping out there right now. The Coleman Live 95.5 Facebook page. We've made a post. We're going to be watching it all show like we did last week. And there's a telephone number for those of you that still have, you know, still prefer, I guess is the word that I should say here, calling in. It's 256-737-9505. And you can call us and talk to us about whatever.
And if there's anybody really technical listening and you want to come rig us up to, like, Facebook Live where we can put that live on the air, reach out to me.
Well, we can do it, but I'll need, like, a third hand to hold the – oh, Trapod, if you'd like to sponsor our
I'm sure
live
it can be wired into
Facebook
all the – and if I didn't have, like, four other jobs, I would probably figure it out. But,
bingo.
Yeah. You mean you don't have a selfie stick?
Okay, I can't lie to you. I have a selfie stick at home, but I just don't want to. I don't want to hold that up for an hour, right? All right, cool.
Duct tape.
Yes, right there on the table. That would be awesome. And we might do that because I think I've got a tripod at home for the GoPro, so we might set that up and do some Facebook Live, that kind of thing. I think I'm the only show that doesn't Facebook Live because I think Pathfinders does and Big D does. I think that's it. I think that's the list of our shows here, right?
Well, we have a sports show in the fall, and like the last show, they tried to do a Facebook.
Oh, did they? How did that go? Did it go okay?
I'm not real sure.
Okay. Yeah, because you were probably in the booth, right?
I was probably the one trying to do it.
Yeah, right. So I'm actually really excited about that. Because I joined in on this not during the fall, the beginning of this year. So... To see how all that works is going to be really neat. So if you're just now joining us, new to the radio station, we've got a sports show in the fall. So hang around for that, and hang around.
It's like on all the signs around the building. It's like Live 95, listen live, and at the bottom it says join in for Sports Talk Live.
Yeah, but we don't like people to be in the building, so
yeah.
Don't come here.
Join us virtually, right? have an e-presence in
our
shows.
Yeah, it's 2018 anyways.
Exactly, exactly. Oh, my gosh.
Get off my lawn.
Right. Hey, I'm 26. Yeah, right. I'm a solid 26 years old, and I've totally turned into the old man. It's like, get off my lawn.
Yes.
I love dogs more than anything, but there were two, like, strange dogs that I've never met before.
You welcome them in.
I should, but I didn't. They were on my yard, and I'm like, what are you doing? Fortunately, the neighbor dog was out there going, like, you know, asking the same thing, but in dog terms. He was barking at them. He's like, what are you doing on the neighbor's lawn? I'm like, go away. And he's a German Shepherd, so he's more scary than I could ever be. Yeah. So, perfect.
Yes.
I don't want to be picking up trash where they've gone through my garbage can. So, anyhow, that's just kind of where I'm at this week. There's some... Still some popping. I think you've got the cable that I had last week.
I've cut the bum cord.
Yes. We need to take that one out of rotation.
Yes.
But perhaps I purposely didn't give myself that one. We will never know. But kind of surfing through some calendars on the internet today, trying to figure out what's going on in this town that we call home.
I'm just going to go ahead and tell you this right now. Because you turned on all the lights, you're missing out on an awesome sunset.
I do what?
You're missing out on an awesome sunset.
Yeah. Is that outside my window?
We have an outside.
We do. Okay, so immediately to my 6 o'clock. Oh, wow. That's like picturesque.
This is riveting radio.
It is. It really is. Perfect content.
Everyone, quick. Look, of course, you realize like our ones and ones of listeners are like driving right now, seeing that.
More than likely.
We're not. So.
And well, I you can't say that because there's a lot of them that are far south of our bell of coverage that are listening in on the app. So if you're inside and you're not seeing this sunset, look out in the next couple of seconds. Because it's amazing. It's that color gradient. Matter of fact, I think the iPhones ship with a version of this as their background.
Okay, that's like crazy.
Yeah, we're changing mics. Melissa's going to swap the other one just for a second, and I think she's got it handled.
Y'all have just about convinced everyone listening this is live radio. Either that or they have a really horrible radio in their car.
Yeah, right. Oh, no, that's totally on your end.
It's not me, it's you.
Yeah, right. That's typical millennial answer, right? It's like, nope, it's your fault. It's always your fault. Never me. Or if you've ever called any tech support ever. Like, it's definitely something on your end. That way I don't have to do anything.
Yes. Just turn it off and back on.
There you go. The key.
I've heard that phrase somewhere before.
Wonderful show on, it was on Netflix for a little while. It may be on Hulu now. I'm not sure. It's called The IT Crowd.
And I was deeply disturbed last night. I wanted to watch the final episode from last season's Timeless. And I thought, hey, that'll be on Hulu because, like, everything's on Hulu. And I go over to Hulu first time in, like, 3 years. And they're like, there's no free TV here anymore. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I have to pay for everything? These old episodes were on here. It was great.
I mean, pay is like the asterisk quotation marks around it because really you just need to find a friend that has a subscription and trade them something.
Exactly.
Yes.
We don't condone that on this public radio.
Yeah.
Because I believe that's not exactly legal. But, you know, it's actually funny because I read that this huge – article in one of these newspaper things or magazines.
Those
things from like a year, 15 years ago. Some of the major like corporate body people are like, yeah, we know that's going on. We know we're losing a lot of money from it. We just don't know how to fix it.
Yeah. Hmm.
And it's a convenience thing.
So are you going to fix it to an IP now?
That's what I was about to say. You tie it down to a single source, but still, like if I'm in the car roaming, then
or I want to go on vacation and watch Netflix.
Oh, I mean, that's one of my favorite things on the face of the planet. I will go to the beach or I will go to the mountains where the view is 3,000 times better than it is from my house. And what do we do in the evenings? But sit down and watch Netflix. Right? So I don't know if I'm part of the problem.
You and everyone else.
I know. Yes. I've even talked to people who are like, you know, I cut the cord years ago and I've got everything I want on my Netflix and my Hulu and whatever that I know we're all sharing. But I don't have my sports. So last time I went over to my mom and dad's house, I borrowed their Charter login, and now I've got my sports.
Bingo.
That's how it works, y'all.
You know, and that's what's keeping me a if you didn't know it, I'm a DirecTV customer. That's what keeps me over there is because I tried Sling TV. And especially if you're living here in town where you can get, AT&T provides, you know, outrageous speeds you'll never use. Look into Sling and you're thinking about cutting the cord, look into Sling TV. It's pretty neat. You pay for what you want. They don't break it down to individual channels, but pretty close.
Like, trivia question. Do you know the parent company of Sling TV?
It
may shock you.
It may shock me. No. Is it DirecTV?
Close. DirecTV has DirecTV Now.
Okay.
It's Dish Network.
Oh, I was going to say that.
I should have known. That's like part of Big Three, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But
have you ever heard of YouTube TV? Google has their own one, too.
See, I've seen that everywhere because I am also a YouTube Red subscriber. Have been since like the start of the product. And I love it. But I haven't gone out since I'm already paying for Direct. Like,
Melissa really needs to borrow your credentials for that because she likes to do the YouTube playlists and it's always doing some kind of crazy commercial in between, just ruins the vibe, you know?
Yeah, it does. Let me tell you what, I love, you still don't get it perfect, right? Because so YouTube Red will give you a music app and it's pretty much a better autoplay feature. And I really like the app, but it plays the Vivo versions of this music, which is the official music video. There might be an opening scene. All of the people listening now have seen Thriller. You've seen the Michael Jackson Thriller music video. There's probably, 2 minutes on the front end of that one that's not just straight music. Now, right. I'd rather get it from someone who dubbed it and then cut it to just be straight music and not the theatrics if it's going to be in my playlist. So, flawed.
But. No, Melissa, we are not subscribing to that as a radio station expense. Just saying that now.
Ooh.
So.
That's a great
shot
idea.
Down.
I know.
Darn.
It. But no, if it makes you feel any better about me not sharing my credentials to that.
Radio station needs money. Yeah. Contact us, studio at live95coleman.com.
You know, I'm always open to sponsorships.
Josh can keep coming in here and josh around. So
that would be great. Hey, that right there will probably be our ad for this segment.
Promo.
Promo, yes. Because I always wanted something we just cut, right? That's perfect. So we'll cut that one later. But what I was saying about the YouTube Red subscription, don't feel bad about me not sharing it with you because, my wife watches the commercials because I don't share it with her either because I've got my playlist set up and the last thing I need on there is where she's added all of the music that I hate.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
Ergo.
Selfish millennial.
Yep. 1,000%. And you know what? Zero shame, which is also a millennial.
Also a millennial trait.
Yes. No, we were talking about that earlier today, Chloe and I, where some of those traits are hilarious.
Y'all are angering our entire older demographic right now.
All the ones and ones of older people.
We get it, though. We know.
Yeah. Chloe and I are not normal.
Millennials.
Yes.
Yes.
We like to think that we're not part of that crowd at all. We grew up with that crowd, so don't get me wrong. I've got, some of that no shame about what I do. I have that trait, but I think it's because I just grew up where we've idolized other people that behave that way. But for the most part, I'm not that crowd.
We were raised well.
Yes, yes, we were raised better. Which is
shout out, Mom.
Is your mom actually listening?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Good. Awesome.
Okay, so this is going to divulge into a horrible topic that I'm going to suggest during the commercial break, and we'll see if we'll discuss that when we get back or not. Y'all may veto it.
Okay.
I'm not going to say it out loud now.
So if you're out there and wondering what we're going to do when we come back, I don't know yet, but we'll talk about it, and we'll get back to you. So this is our first break of the night. If you haven't commented on Facebook, do it.
Pay the bills, and... all of you tax accountants out there listening, you should support your local community station. And, y'all are getting a lot of business right now. So just send us an email, studio at live95coleman.com, and we'll remind everyone to come see you in the next 30 days.
Yeah, and mention Just Joshing Around. We'll be back.
That could be a great commercial right there. Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
When a disaster occurs, neighbors and community organizations want to reach out and help. But this isn't always easy. That's where your local Coleman County VOAD can help. VOAD stands for Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster. Your Coleman County VOAD serves to coordinate relief efforts throughout the county during times of crisis to ensure no area or family is left unassisted. But to do this, the Coleman County VOAD needs your help. Whether you're an individual, faith-based group, civic organization, or business, your Coleman County VOAD needs your help. To learn how you can be a part of the Coleman County VOAD, call the Coleman County EMA at 739-5410. 739-5410. Email ColemanCountyVOAD@gmail.com or search Coleman County VOAD on Facebook. Your Coleman County VOAD is Volunteer Organizations Active in Disaster. Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
CPA. Her dreams went out the door when she turned 24. Only been with one man. What happened to her plan? She was gonna be an actress. She was gonna be a star. She was gonna shake her ass on the hood of White Snake's car. Her yellow SUV is now the enemy. Looks at her average life and nothing.
I love that song. That song is awesome.
I saw them live. Who have I not seen live?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that one anymore. Okay. Yeah, Zach's like, great song choice. I know. Oh, Nikki said it too. Let's see who else is complimenting me on my music choice.
Humble brag.
Not so humble brag. Once again, millennial, not ashamed of anything that I do.
We're so hateable.
Yeah, right. Which leads us into the next segment. Okay.
Segway.
So.
And this song is perfect for the generational war.
Yes, it really is. And I'd really, let's see, what are we moving into, Jay? What is this?
The predecessor to the song you just played.
I don't know if I know it off the bat.
Well, shut up and listen to the lyrics, man. Standard disclaimer, I worked oldies from 94 to 97.
Not connecting
this. Is that Blue Suede?
Yeah.
It sounds like Blue Suede.
I'm not connecting these two songs. I don't think there's...
Janice took a piece of a heart and Otis brought a soul to the doctor.
Anyways,
history lesson.
Alright, I think we've heard enough.
So... You have to talk about millennials and Generation X and I think Generation Y is somewhere in there, and then if you really want to go all the way back,
old fogies,
Baby boomers.
Baby boomers.
Baby boomers. Okay, so.
And then there's the World War II generation.
Hey, now, those guys rock. I mean, they were ultimate generation. Yeah.
Well, if you want to say so.
Although I learned the other night they apparently had cell phones in World War I, so that was interesting. Famous timeless plug.
Okay, all right.
If you're confused, go look it up. It's on NBC.
All right. I'm writing that down. If you didn't hear my pen click, cell phone and World War I. Got it. I'm legitimately writing this down because I want to know now. So, yeah, if you can't tell who picked out the music for the first two breaks, it would be your millennial guy here, Josh. But we talked about this. Okay, so Chloe's been doing the research because I don't know the timeline. What do you got pulled up?
Research. Thank you, Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Right. Millennials, also known as Generation Y. Those years are going to go from like the early 1980s to mid-90s. I'm sorry. Mid-90s, early 2000s is the birth years.
I feel so left out right now. Just horrendously left out.
So what is the one before them? What's before Gen Y?
So X, right?
Yes.
So what is...
Yes.
Do you have the stuff on X pulled up? Or you want me to Google that?
You got that.
I got that.
Because these 19-year-olds out shooting people up, what are they, Gen Y?
Okay, Gen X years. I would think they're Y because Gen X is like 61 to 81.
That's
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
so we were talking in the break.
Jay and I both, although he doesn't want to admit it, he's Gen X.
I don't know if I made that crossover or not.
Did you hear the years?
I didn't.
Okay,
61
then.
To 81.
What?
Yeah, it's a long time ago.
No.
Okay, so people also search for baby boomers. Yeah. You don't say.
Filing a complaint against that.
46 to 64 baby boomers.
Yeah.
So it's technically possible to be part of both generations, but it'd be in the middle somewhere. But as a person that doesn't like to be grouped in with millennials, I try to figure out where did it all go wrong? And that's a wonderful question to ask ourselves tonight. And to lead things off, Josh is going to say baby boomers. Baby boomers. Because we're talking
about. That's what Melissa was going to say.
But it was a long time coming. Like, the reason why millennials are so weird now is because it's been a snowball effect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so, and to add insult to injury, if you happen to be a baby boomer or a millennial and you want to join in, 25, you know, this old fashioned phone thing used to have on the wall.
Yell at us.
256-737-9505, 95.5, like radio station.
So. And I'm watching the Facebook group. Yep. Our Facebook group. Facebook
post.
Thank you. Words escape me.
So I think that the baby boomers literally were the first. Okay, they were the first hippies.
Yes.
They were the first, if it feels good, do it. They were the ones who, don't spank your children because we got spanked when we were younger and we just don't think that's appropriate. So don't spank your children. And now look at you.
Yeah.
You're all murdery.
All murdery. That was a term we used a lot before the show. But, you know, you're right. It's because, like, that generation started to let things slide a little bit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, theoretically, like, every generation has let more slide than their predecessor. You go all the way back to the Mayflower. Like, the Pilgrims were just rebellious youth that were coming over here because they were tired of everything back in Europe, right?
Yeah, but suddenly your ankles shift.
Yeah,
or
right.
Your wrists.
Right,
or
exactly.
Your hair.
So we've come a long way from the Puritans, and don't get me wrong, like, I don't want to go back.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, yeah. But I think the most recent blame, you go back to possibly some of the most interesting years that I've ever studied were like the Woodstock age and the Nixon stuff and the everything that was going on at that time. But that's what started the deterioration, right?
Yeah, I totally agree.
Because people started asking what is now like a millennial mindset of why does it matter? Yeah. Why discipline this way?
The world was fine before JFK was blown away.
Well, so here's the thing. I want to blame my parents for everything. So let's blame the baby boomers.
Yeah. You know,
was that easy for you, honey?
Yes, very. Yeah,
right. A whole nother problem.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because I think you go back to like the baby boomers. You don't see that as much. I don't think that line was as popular in therapy sessions. It's like, you know, was it mom and dad that really set you off at a young age? Like, I don't think that was psychology at the time.
But
until they come through.
So, like, in the 60s, moving into the 70s, like, families stayed together, even if they didn't want to.
I'm gonna even take this up a notch.
Uh-oh.
And this is what I'm gonna blame.
Okay.
With two millennials sitting here with me, one of them being a woman.
Okay. You're going to blame apples? I blame apples.
I'm going to blame women working outside the home.
Uh-oh.
Ooh. Yes. Shots
now,
fired.
Ooh. Now. Yeah. Okay, so in 2018, normally that statement is coming from me, and what I'm about to say is normally coming from women defending themselves. Mm-hmm. But I think it's because they started becoming unappreciated in the job that they do. That's a huge role. Like, okay, I'll raise my hand and tell you that my mother stayed at home with all three of her children. Mm-hmm. Quit working after the first one was born.
Hey, that is a moot point now because everyone works from home anyway, so back at you.
Yeah, right.
Really?
But,
ew, I want that job.
Yeah. Sign me up, please. But you know, Mom stayed at home with all three of us, and we turned out great. Like, we're not any of the problem children that you're seeing on the news anymore. And I think that has an effect. And my father was always grateful of the fact that she did that. I think they knew the worth. Now,
yeah.
Dad worked really hard to provide so Mom could stay at home. And that was really tough, and they made sacrifices. But, you know, it's super easy for us to go, well, you know, we need more money so I can have a nice truck, so go to work. And
yeah.
Then all of a sudden it's like, hold on, wait a minute. The house isn't clean and you're not bringing in money? What is this?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Preach it.
I don't disagree, but I also think that not everybody's lifting both sides of the weight here.
So I have been told time and time again that my grandparents just lost my grandmother last year. My grandfather's still trucking along, still watching American Greed at night. And so they banked one income and lived off the other income. They both worked. She was a postmaster.
Wow.
He did everything he could.
Wow.
I don't know that anybody could do that today. They only had one child. And
yeah.
Thanks for having the child, because I wouldn't be here if you didn't. So, but, you know, that has definitely changed, you know, through the years. And nowadays, you know, so many families are divorced that you don't have but one parent.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're trying to live off that plus work plus everything else.
And now the mother is, not only is she working, but she's a single mom working.
Yeah, when you step into that role. And, like, don't get me wrong, I'm not telling you to stay in a place.
And thank God for the new economy. Uber's coming to Alabama, so now you can drive where you could in the back seat, work, collect a paycheck.
You know?
Balance your peanut butter and jelly sandwich, run the yellow light, life's good, right?
That's a great question. Can the kids sit up front and just have people in and out in the back?
Sure, why not?
Oh, my goodness. These are all terrible ideas.
They're terrible. Terrible ideas. But I'm a millennial.
They must have come from California, right?
But you know, would that be such a bad idea? You get to watch your kid. You get some money.
And I'm sure that kids got an iPad sitting there watching cartoons on their iPad.
You pay $45 today, and you'll get an iPad and a cell phone with an unlimited data, and you're probably in the city anyways. Mm-hmm. Like, roll with it.
What a babysitter. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I agree.
By the way, I want to remind everybody, I know we have these conversations after church on Wednesday nights when you're sitting around the booth drinking whatever, wherever. We're on the radio, so remember what you say. Ones and ones of people are listening. And if you want to chime in, 256-737-9505, and I kick it back to Josh.
Yeah, no, I'm totally open to that. Like, if you want to share your opinion, and I would love to hear it. The telephone number, like he just listed, or the Facebook section, I try to keep an eye on it throughout the show, but even afterwards, like, I go through and even read the replies that I maybe didn't see during it. Like, I'm going to take your thoughts seriously. And so I would love to hear them even on the show. But yes, Jay is right.
Like, so from Facebook, what are the generation eating Tide Pods called?
Yeah.
I don't want to group that with the millennials.
No, but that's totally us.
Can we call them Generation Tide Pod?
No, stop. It's a Tide commercial, right? That's a whole nother meme, in case you didn't understand what I was referencing. Super Bowl commercial, Tide commercial, like Google.
Gronk. Tony, Tide Pods.
Yeah.
Tide Pods are only for your laundry.
Right. You know, but I think it got blown up to too big. Like, they talked about people that were hospitalized because they ate a Tide Pod. No, I don't think they were eating a Tide Pod. Like, I think they were chewing it up and filming it for Snapchat, but I don't think they were actually swallowing it.
So I heard a rumor the other day that the latest thing trying to get attention is touch a hot stove. I don't know why you would.
Oh, what? The stove challenge. Yeah. I saw this. That was like 2 or 3 weeks ago, but it faded out for
somebody in high school now. Is the entire world called revolving around, you know, your publicity on social media? I mean,
yes.
Kardashians and what was the name of the guy?
I would so not fit into that.
That was married to Britney Spears, K-Fed. We have built this culture of people that are famous for no reason because they did stupid stuff. Guess what I can do? Stupid stuff on Snapchat, and I'll be a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa, do you remember what I used to say about YouTube?
Yeah.
It is so true now.
Yeah.
You know, why on earth would you want to broadcast yourself? That's the dumbest idea I've ever heard. Okay. Yeah. Back to the show.
So I was on
Get YouTube, off my lawn!
And this is where I get my, well, news, mm-hmm. is Yahoo. And supposedly the youngest Kardashian sister's child is like the next big social media sensation.
Yes.
It's like it's a baby. Stop using your baby to make money.
11 million likes because this is the most normal name that any of them have had, and it's Stormy.
Stormy.
And
let's go back to Trump's.
I'm sorry. Yeah, don't we know someone named Stormy?
Stormy.
With Trump's.
What?
Trump's affair. Trump's
allegedly.
Yeah, I remember her. Is that
fake news? Stormy. Russians. Hello.
She's
okay, whatever.
Screaming through the mic back there, Jay.
That's a little loud.
Yeah.
Inside voice.
I didn't know that's what her name was.
Yeah, that's her name. Yeah.
Anyways, like 11 million likes on the picture of her daughter in like 24 hours or 2 days. That's 11 million likes on an Instagram.
Right. Struggling over here to get 20.
I know it. I remember there's been like 2 Facebook posts in my entire life that ever broke 100, and I'm like, oh, this is it. This is where I go.
Quitting my day job.
That's it. It's like, hit me up for sponsorships. Right? Nothing has changed since the time that I found the radio station. But, yeah. So anytime you want to sponsor anything. But it's stupid. You know, we've built this culture where you can do silly stuff and that earns you fame. The Catch Me Outside, the girl that was on Dr. Phil.
Yes.
Like, she is huge, and she's what you would call Instagram famous because other Instagram content creators contact her and pay her to be in their videos doing silly stuff, or brands will pay her thousands of dollars to promote something in her.
And like, I don't get that.
I don't
It's
either.
Like she makes money from people hating her.
Yes.
But
yes.
She's still making money.
There's no such thing as bad PR. You know, that's been something since, you know, TV started. Like,
I so agree with that.
Ooh, but who sings the song? I want to say it's Huey Lewis in the News. We talked about Dirty Laundry. Is it Huey Lewis?
The Eagles.
Dirty Laundry.
Don Henley, I think.
So it's not a new concept. Like, if the Eagles are singing about it, then... And Josh is talking about it in 2018, then guess what? We're not really changing all that much. So let's come full circle since the first break and say, are millennials at fault for some of the stupid stuff they do? Yes, because we're not any different than anyone else on the face of the earth.
That's true.
I like reading the Bible, number one bestseller, by the way. But the Bible is hilarious because, you know, depending on your political standpoint, it's thousands of years old at least. But the same problems that we have today, you know, that was going on. Like, you know, and Paul and all the OG cast, you know, they were having the same problems. You know, nothing's changed. And so I think that's really neat. You know, it makes it relative.
So I saw a hilarious meme, what would Jesus do? And chasing people out of the church with whips and turning over tables
is
an option.
Part of it. Yes, I saw that, you know, and it was called for in that instance. So you really can't argue with the results there. All right. We're, is that Dirty Laundry? Yes. Great. All right, so...
Well, you're always on point with your music choices, Jay. I gotta say that.
There we go. There we go. Very fitting.
Technology. Gotta love it.
We're gonna take a break. We'll come back and talk some more. Stay with us.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. If you got a business or an event and you want us to come on site and help you promote it, we'll be proud to bring the Live 95 crew to your place of business and go on the air and broadcast live. All you have to do is contact us. Send an email to me. Send it to Tommy, T-O-M-M-Y, at live95coleman.com. It's that easy. We'll bring the Live 95 crew to you and help promote your event or your business. We're proud to be Coleman's independent radio. We are Live 95.
So we have two millennials in here, and they're picking the music, and their names are Josh and Chloe. How millennial is that?
Very millennial.
Oh, I didn't realize.
And I see where all the music's coming from, too. That would be my nephew, who interned here in our first year, and he loaded all of the millennial music.
Oh, my gosh. We need to get him back, because this is awesome.
I think it's in Nick's folder.
He's hard to find nowadays.
Bummer.
Yeah, that's where he got it all from.
Yeah, Nick's folder.
It's like, I don't recognize these songs from our regular playlist.
Hey, I just typed them in and searched them, and they came up.
Yeah, because they're in the search.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. Yeah. See, that's what I would love to do, and maybe one day I can sit back there in the back room all day and just run some of this stuff if I can twist Jay's arm enough.
I think I had actually had some of his music in rotation, and then I pulled it back out because I just couldn't take it.
Couldn't take a lot
of it. Just one song an hour, and he couldn't listen to it. I like this stuff.
Oh,
I like a variety.
He wasn't, like, completely dumping his music over. It wasn't all his music all the time.
Oh, yeah.
It was just in once the evening. An hour.
Yeah, during his show, he was doing, like, a three-hour show from 6 to 9, like, in our first year.
Cool. I like that. See, that's kind of where I wanted to start. This show has been awesome.
Yeah, but it's all 90s all the time.
See, I would love that because I'm jamming so hard to these right now.
You might have to do like a little weekend show or something.
Cool.
Talk to the boss in there. She'll hook you up.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Give you Live 95 credentials and all that stuff.
So if you like the sound of that, maybe doing a specialized...
Maybe throw Josh some money.
That's
like,
right.
Like he's dancing or something.
We'll do it.
Throw
we'll
dollar bills at him.
We'll do it. Hey, I'm not opposed to that. We'll do a request line and I'll babysit the radio station. It'll be
we
great.
We could do a 90s hour over the weekend.
There you go. There you go. So
90s, 3 hours.
We'll, 3 hours. We might give that a shot. Anyhow. We're back again, and those 100 likes were – oh, yes. My wife is on Facebook calling me out about the 100-like post that they had much more to do about her than it was about me. But that's not the point. We're sharing things here. What's yours is mine, and what's mine is mine. Anyhow, I'm also getting in trouble.
So millennial of you, too.
For the OG cast comment some of the folks out of Smoke Rise, Alabama, a little shout out to those. they're laughing at it, but I know when I get done with this, my father's going to be like, OG Cast, did you come up with that yourself? It's not at all what my father sounds like, but.
OG of the Bible.
That's right. That's right. anyhow, so if you're in the news at all today, we're going to touch on this for just a little bit. There's this thing going on in Austin, Texas, right, Chloe? It is Austin.
Yes, it is Austin, Texas.
So what's
Texas.
Going on in Austin?
Packages are exploding.
Just on people's front porch?
Yes.
That's odd.
I know. Packages that people didn't order.
Oh, so they're not putting two and two together and making sure that they are checking their recent purchase history?
I guess not.
So what are your thoughts about this, Clay?
So don't pick up packages that you haven't ordered.
There you go.
But they've probably been made to look like shipping packages.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. Maybe.
So you just, had... You
Mom likes to order off Amazon. So how would you
know? I guess that yes. could be an issue.
Maybe
just
so.
Assuming that someone else
are
is
they?
Oh, yeah, multi-occupant.
Coming to take us away? Ha ha! I hear sirens.
I don't know. I heard a siren too, but you never know.
In this building,
is this your mom in the Facebook comments?
Ooh.
Claiming responsibility for being a Gen X named her Chloe, and then it's the hand emojis. And then the thumbs up emojis.
Oh, my goodness.
This is awesome.
She is so cute.
Yes. Yes. If you're using emojis that much, you immediately have my respect.
Yes. She is an emoji
Let's
fanatic.
Bring Chloe's mom onto the show with Chloe. That would be the greatest thing ever.
It would be.
We're a great dynamic.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if she's excited or really scared, but it's the same emotion.
It looks like a mixture of both.
Yes, it did. It reminds me of those, like, Kristen Stewart memes where it's like love and sadness and happiness and joy and whatever.
I'm so offended right now.
And it's all the same face. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But, yeah, the boxes. We were talking off air about it a little while ago. You had some thoughts about who possibly would be doing this.
Yeah, that seems like a total millennial thing to do.
Yes.
Like, who else have you ever? Who else would even think of that? To
exactly.
I don't know.
But and that's where I would go first as well. It's like, okay, everybody in my generation knows that like Amazon is where it's at, right? So. You don't know what any of these boxes look like because, I mean, they've exploded. So I doubt they have. But I'm sure this guy's like gluing Amazon tape to the top of it.
Right.
Because I do the same thing. I go to the front porch and go, I don't remember ordering this. What could this be? Yeah. Pocket knife out, cut it open, and that's what's happening to these people. Which is it's
horrible.
Terrible. But
I hate to bring it up, but the topic that comes to mind immediately is Unabomber.
That's
can I watch this whole like?
That's where I was going.
Episode.
Darn internet! Movie. It allows people to learn way too much, too quick.
And he mailed stuff, so it looked
Yeah. And see, there was an episode, and it was kind of an. A nod to the Unabomber, but there's an episode of an old series called Monk on USA Network. Tony Shalhoub, great performance. But there was an episode where he was mailing bombs to people, and so he mailed one to himself as kind of a get him out from being a suspect kind of thing. But when Chloe and I were looking at the story earlier, that's what I thought of because, like, you know, this guy went to meticulous levels. It was a fake story because this is on Monk. But
based on
So, like, he was gluing parts together, and then after a certain amount of days, the glue would fall apart, and then it would set off kind of thing. So it was perfectly time released, the whole nine yards. Like, the people that go to these links they've got nothing better in their life but to focus on this.
And here's another thing. If your Amazon package appeared at 6 o'clock in the morning, it's probably not real.
Right? Because the UPS guy is just not hustling it extra today.
He's not there at 5 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Something's up. And Amazon has the ability to send you texts or emails anytime anything's delivered.
Yeah.
Like, sign up for that today.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Sign today up for it.
For your safety.
Yeah. Save a life.
Yeah, right.
Because you knew there were going to be copycats all over the place.
Yes.
So I did hear a little bit about this the other day, and I tuned into my favorite news outlet, CNN, last night at 9 o'clock, thinking they would cover it.
Jay, you and I need to have a talk about that.
Yes. All they covered was that Russia was taking over the country. All they've covered for a year.
Yeah. I've tried to talk him out of it forever, and he's just stuck.
Hey, they're the bottom in breaking news. I mean, they can interview each other across the parking lot.
I mean, I actually, tried to be objective, and I try because, like, the day or
poor
two,
choice of words. I apologize. Yeah. I should not have said the bomb, but anyway,
the day or two before this show airs, I try to go, you know, to all the news sites and anywhere I can find a story that people might be talking about. And I try to be objective. And so I went out to CNN and tried to see what's going on. It's
good
nothing
luck.
But the same thing. And, like, there's updates, incremental updates.
Goodness for the DVR, so I can fast forward through anything that's, you know, that I'm not interested in. I went through 3 hours the other night. And, like,
okay, there's
Russia,
another
Russia, Russia.
There's another
Russia.
Millennial thing. Like, I'm not DVRing news by any means, but I DVR everything, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to have to start making a list of all of these millennial things and talk about it on another show.
Yeah.
But, like.
So, did either one of you ever watch a VHS?
Oh, yes. We had a huge VHS collection as kids. What about you,
yes.
Chloe?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Giant tub of VHS.
Why is it always in a tub? Ours was the same way. For a while,
nobody ever used them.
I don't know.
Shelves.
Shelves is a good thing, but we ran out of space.
Shelves full of them.
We had a, I'm going to say this wrong. Is it Sheparobe? Is there a
Sheparobe?
Sheparobe. Anyways, we had one of those, and I didn't know what it was as a kid, but in the bottom of it, that's where we stored all of our. So you're talking about pulling the doors open on that thing, and the very bottom was just. The awful
Disney
smelly plastic.
Movies.
Yes.
Okay. So VHS has certainly not survived the transition to digital media and being able to fall out of the cloud and stuff like that. Netflix.
No.
But hang on. Then you have books, which natural progresses to, you know, the Kindle and being able to read online.
Yes.
But books have survived, I think.
Well,
still plenty of them. I'll still buy a book.
So here's the thing. Like, I literally saw a story the other day where recent movies are now being put onto VHS.
Are going back as kind of
we're
like
going
a,
back like we're going back to vinyl.
It's kind of funny.
We're
going back to VHS. I could go buy a record player for the radio station.
I don't
just be cool, right?
Yeah, right. I don't understand that, but like I buy into the vinyl thing because like naturally vinyl creates white noise
different
and that
sound.
Kind of thing. Yeah, and there's
and
something
skips.
About having a huge, giant disc. But VHS offers nothing.
Yeah. The artwork.
And books have lived because it applies to physical books, especially older books, apply to like a to more senses, right? So the book's going to smell a certain way and it's going to feel a certain way when you're flipping through the pages, and that's a satisfactory thing of its own.
True.
Right? But you can't do that with movies.
And here's the thing. So I did a book report on it. Book at Athens.
Do they still do those?
I think I know what that is.
And like, okay, what's the book report? It was like, I don't remember. But like one of the books that I checked out of the library was inscribed by a Civil War soldier.
No
he,
way.
He had owned it. Yeah.
Wow.
Put his name and the date on it. And I was literally like, I'm holding something that's 200 years old.
That's another thing. It's like
150 years
old. We take really good care of books, because like somewhere in our mind, books are like this protected, nothing should hurt books. And I think it's because Hitler burned a ton of books, and we thought that was just awful of him. And
what?
That,
coming out of left field? I know. Like conspiracy.
He burned up a ton of books, and now it's like, oh, let's not be like Hitler and get rid of anything. And now all of a sudden we're hoarders when it comes to books.
You see, right? I have always thought that we've been at this point in time before in a previous dynasty, let's call it.
Okay.
And it's happened because we gradually migrated from books to electronic media, and then the rush of the time hit us with an EMP, and then all of history was erased.
Okay, that is ancient aliens right there.
So we've been here. Yeah. But
you called it a dynasty, but it's really like a parallel universe is what you're saying.
No, ancient aliens.
ancient aliens in a parallel aliens. Universe.
Is that another meme
there's
for
another
you?
Another meme.
Nikki quotes on Facebook, she quotes, like, be kind, please rewind.
Atlantis. Like, oh, yes. Like Atlantis.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you know, it just went by the way and we didn't gather anything from its civilization.
We're really going to have to play the Atlantis song when we sign off here in like 8 minutes.
I don't know the Atlantis song.
Way down below the ocean.
Oh, no. From the one that sounds like. I don't think so. What is this?
Did somebody already pop up aliens?
Oh, question. How has liberalism affected this millennial generation? Negatives, positives? Gosh, man.
I know.
He asked the question like 4 minutes left in the show. I could sit here for the next.
We can go over. We have nothing better to do tonight.
Yeah. And it's like, no. But
show just extended to 8:30.
Yeah, right? That's probably how long it'd take me for me to finish this soapbox. But I think, because, you know, George Washington warned us against the party system to begin with. Mm-hmm. I don't think it was a good idea. So liberalism or conservatism, the fact that we've split so heavily into teams is what's the root of the problem. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you want to step back, you know, because it's easy for, you know, I could have got angry at the man that asked this question and sent it to Chloe and said, well, I don't align the same way that you align, even though secretly we do, but I'm being an objective third party here.
Right.
I could have stepped to the other side and we could have fought about that, but really that's not going to get anything done. That's exactly what's going on in Capitol Hill. That's exactly what's going on in our local Capitol. That's not what we need. We need everybody to come together. Oh, Beatles reference. It should have been come together. But, you know, so
maybe,
this is...
Maybe after the break.
Okay. No, that's good. We can take a break here. And we'll extend it just a little bit. I know my wife is cringing at that thought right now.
Let's
just
take
a little bit
and discuss politics.
There you go.
It's not his fault. It's the natural progression of the show.
It really is. But
oh, and I am obligated to tell everyone listening that you're listening to Live 95, and we are WRJMLP Coleman.
Yes. Oh, we mentioned politics. So is this the point where I go the thoughts and opinions of just joshing around with Josh is not necessarily those of the management or any of the staff?
And it's irrelevant if the management or the staff is actually commenting on the show as well.
Right. And no lawyer helped me write that.
You can't prove anything.
Meta memes. We'll be back.
Back in a minute.
Want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof. When a disaster occurs, neighbors and community organizations want to reach out and help. But this isn't always easy. That's where your local Cullman County VOAD can help. VOAD stands for Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster. Your Cullman County VOAD serves to coordinate relief efforts throughout the county during times of crisis to ensure no area or family is left unassisted. But to do this, the Cullman County VOAD needs your help.
Whether you're an individual, faith-based group, civic organization, or business, your Cullman County VOAD needs your help. To learn how you can be a part of the Cullman County VOAD, call the Cullman County EMA at 739-5410. 739-5410. Email CullmanCountyVOAD@gmail.com or search Cullman County VOAD on Facebook. Your Cullman County VOAD is volunteer organizations active in disaster.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Broadcasting from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio. WRJMLP, Cullman.
I stay out of the news like 1,000% of the time. I stay out of the news just because it's so depressing. Like, I get so wrapped up in anything that I watch. And you know, the worst part about watching the news is that it's all real. And you know, it kind of like the Eagle said, people love dirty laundry.
It's a little bit like Vietnam when they started. Putting Vietnam on the television was when we decided to go out, because people actually saw
what
was happening.
And that's, it's a good thing. It's kind of like what Chloe was talking about earlier. Like, we've got this voice that no other generation before us has ever had. And it's kind of been a double-edged sword, because, like, today I'm sure there's a site out there where I can get a pen pal, you know, a virtual pen pal from Tokyo
called Tinder. Maybe not.
Third world country. But the two of us can talk about, you know, what's going on over there right now. Mm-hmm. Like, if the wind's blowing in Hong Kong, like, he can tell me about it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, stuff that, you know, right now we think the world's coming to an end, like everyone else before us has always thought. But
but
now we know, it's like, okay, was it 2013, they thought the world was going to end the last time. And
I thought that was
2012.
Aztec calendar.
And, you know, and it wasn't hard to buy into it, because they're like, okay, you know, the weather is supposed to be in this pattern and it's going to cause the poles to flip. Like, there was a lot of science in it. And so as we get close to 2012, I think it was in December, you start to see, okay, there's a tsunami here and there's a mudslide there, and like all of these, and every time you saw one of these things come to the surface, it was, we're getting close. The Mayans talked about this. They said there was going to be a great storm. This is the end, right? And it's because we know what's happening right now on the other side of the planet. And so that's a double-edged sword.
Jay and I actually went to Costco and like stocked up for them.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. I was nine.
Orange juice does not last indefinitely.
Yeah.
Just saying.
That was not a very good
chocolate experience. Does, though, I think.
Yeah. I was 8 years old for the 2000, the Y2K.
Oh, yeah.
I remember, like, all the stuff we had stored under the bed. And
really?
Yeah. And we were all sitting in the living room just waiting to see what
impending
happened.
Impending doom.
Yeah, right? Now, being kind of techie, I can tell you, or if you watch Office Space, which I love that movie.
Oh, my God. It will, don't get Jay started.
It will tell you a little bit about that process. If it wasn't for, everybody fixing their two-digit dates to four digits, something might have gone down. Now, the world's not going to end.
I actually witnessed a program that did not work correctly.
Really?
That's cool. Hard to believe. Program.
Exactly. Yeah. But it could have been more. Like I said, the world's not going to come to an end, but the ATM might be unavailable for a couple of days.
That would be the end of the world. It pretty much ruined my life because I got out of college with a computer science degree in May of 2000, and there was like nothing to be done.
Yeah.
They had like refreshed the whole cycle. It's like, all right, we don't need you anymore.
Yeah, right.
When I started in like 97, they were like, there's so many jobs for y'all right now.
Yeah, like everybody needs you. Please finish this now. I'm like, no, I can't. Yeah, I know the feeling. Anyhow, we were dabbling into politics when we left.
And when we decided to extend the show for half an hour.
Now I've become...
So if you're a new listener, welcome.
Yes, and we've got a lot. There's a lot of names on the Facebook chat tonight that I didn't see last night or last week. So welcome to the show, and all of you that have been listening earlier, welcome back. I appreciate all of you joining us. Yeah, normally I don't like to run over shows because
aliens.
Yeah, that meme is in the Facebook chat. That's Zach. We're gonna have to have Zach on here soon.
Zach, come in. Yes. I actually love that show.
He is a huge presence online. So why not? That there's another millennial thing, right? Mm-hmm. I would much rather talk to you online than I would in face, person to person.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yes.
So
another downfall of our generation.
Yes. Yes.
Can't 100%. Hold a conversation with somebody.
Now some of us have grown out of that, but
right.
I say grown out of that. Some of us have learned to deal better with that, cuz like you and I are sitting here having a conversation with other people not in our generation, so they're critiquing how we're holding conversation. There's another thing, like positive reinforcement. It's probably pretty important. But we can hold a conversation, and that's because we go, okay, some of this is silly. We need to stop acting like
right.
this.
Yeah.
And so we do, and then we grow out of it. But we're talking about politics. And Chloe's over there looking at her phone because I think more information has come in. From the guy that we got. Can we say his name? Is that okay? Is that cool?
Sure.
Okay. John sent us a question. Well, now now that I say it out loud, John totally sounds like a guy I made up. But John sent us a question about the liberalism and whatever. Yeah.
And how?
A lot of technical terms I don't know. Go ahead.
John, do you watch CNN in your spare time?
Oh, I can guarantee you he doesn't. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I say that and now I hesitate.
Yeah, you said guaranteed.
Like he's definitely very well informed.
Yes, yes. But I don't think CNN is on his regular list. And it's not on mine either.
By the way, CNN is not a sponsor of this program.
No. And I hate to say their name out loud either. You just say it too many times, they might show up. But hey, I got the jokes. Anyways.
Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
Breaking news. Let's interview the guy at the other end of the parking lot.
Yeah. Hey, that's not such a bad idea, right? So we get out there and carry our mobile radio station and talk to random folks on the street because that's who matter.
I am not a millennial, okay?
Thanks for that confession.
Yeah. But
good to know.
Here's
These are
the
my
thing.
Confessions.
Like, Jay, yeah. Jay will sit and watch the news for hours after something happens
Who
and
this?
Nothing is being talked about.
Who is this J guy
like,
you keep
it's
talking
all speculation. They're like, we don't know the facts yet, but this is what we've learned so far.
A single letter is a
first
name.
I have news for you. I'm not alone in doing that.
You're really not. And that's what I think that's what the problem. We talked off air a little earlier about these school shootings, which is an awful thing, and it generates more copycat folks because we glorify him. Like I can do a quick Google search right now and tell you the last guy to shoot up a high school, what was in his search history, because somebody's gone to his house and dug up all this stuff. Like,
right. That, and we know his name.
Yes. His name, his picture, none of that should be broadcast,
no.
But it draws in so much attention,
better ratings.
Because I'm right there with Jay. Yeah. It's you know, okay, so there's a quick blurb that comes across my Facebook feed or my Twitter feed, or maybe there's something about it on even Snapchat, you know?
Yeah.
And I go, wait, a shooter in Arizona or wherever it was? What is this? And then I Google it, and then all of a sudden I'm on a live stream of some station that has booked it out to just stand out in front of the school and get somebody's face in front of that such and such Parkland High School or whatever it was.
That was in Florida.
Oh, it was in Florida. It wasn't Arizona. Anyways, pick a state nowadays.
Yeah. Well, let me clarify on this just a little bit. Okay. And I think a lot of us knew this, like, deep down. Even my grandmother, like, 10 years ago, she was like, yeah, I turned off the news because it's all negative. It was all depressing me.
Yeah.
But we've learned that the bad news, the negative, that's what drives ratings. That's what drives the attention.
Yeah.
And here at Live 95, recently we've launched a program. You'll hear it during the day. It's a thing called the Kindness Revolution. We decided to fight negative with positive because that's all you hear is negative. Even the statewide news that we air.
Yes.
Oh, another shooting happened in Birmingham.
Yeah, you know. And
a one-year-old shot in Mobile.
Right. Okay.
And
so
a two-year-old complained that his ears were ringing.
Two-year-old shot in Huntsville.
Yeah, and you know, and it can go on forever, and we wonder why we have such a problem with depression. And okay, there was I heard about this list on another radio program I listened to. I know, gasp.
There's no other radio program.
Exactly. Only now. What frequency we are. What was it? I think it was Dave last Thursday. He's like, he said something along the lines of turning it to us and ripping the knob off.
Yeah.
That's totally what you should do, but not anymore because
there's probably not for my knob. There's no knob on my radio.
Anyways, make us a preset. We would love you for it. Anyhow, where was I going with that? But yeah, it's all around you, and you wonder why we have problems with depression or anything. I saw that list or read about it from the other radio station, and Birmingham's the second worst city to live in.
Right behind second, Chicago,
saddest,
right?
Saddest city was the name. No, Detroit.
Baltimore? Detroit.
Detroit was number one. Birmingham was number two. Wow. Mobile made it before the top 10, right?
Wow.
So two of them, I think we were the
spending
only
spending 3 years in Mobile, I'm shocked by that.
You know, and it's awful. My generation with the so you want to know how things are going in the world? I find where memes are created, and as silly as that sounds, I'm being dead serious right now. Memes will show you what's going on in people's life.
That is true.
Depression jokes, suicide jokes, that kind of thing.
And the first viral meme was, Jay mentioned the other day, the Birmingham shooting where the kid was like, hide your kids, hide your wife, because they're raping everybody.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Huntsville. That was Huntsville.
Huntsville.
And she's right, it was. Yeah.
You know, so, gosh, and they made a killing on that.
That kid was messed up.
They're not in Huntsville anymore.
Where are they?
They moved out somewhere. I think California.
I honestly think that the only person who ever has any thoughts is Captain Picard, because that's the only guy that ever talks to me on Facebook. So, you know.
There you go.
Facepalming all of us.
Yeah, he's always facepalming himself.
He's always facepalming all
of us. Well, once again, you talk about a meme, but like I can do a little bit of psychoanalytic right here and say you're generally upset with how society is because you're always using the Captain Picard meme. Like, okay, now I'm starting to see a little bit about who Jay is. So
you want to know
anything, find, especially if we're talking about like kids or something, find whatever memes your kid thinks is hilarious.
I don't know what your issue is with Captain Picard. I mean, he lived in a perfect world. There was nothing wrong in his universe.
At least
until you got to Deep Space Nine, and then that was. Anyway, we're not derailing.
There was the Borg, and the Borg were the ones with all of the technology.
So I need, I need a soundboard on my side to mute Jay whenever he talks about Star Trek.
The hive mind and technology. They were warning us.
She's on to something there.
Coming.
Oh, yeah. No.
We need conspiracy music.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
And I was going to try to make a joke that, you know, they need a chiropractor, but that just, okay.
Oh, gosh. Anyhow. But, you know, we the way that I look at, to go back to where we were before the break, the politics, like, we've chose sides about everything. Alabama's pretty terrible about it. Like, even look at our college football, which I'm going to tell you something right now. College football doesn't mean much of anything at all. scary, scary. But you meet anybody on the street and you want to start talking to them randomly, talk to them about the weather, and then ask them whether they root for Alabama or Auburn, right? Yeah. Even our smallest children do the same thing.
Yes.
Is this supposed to be something about my soapbox, about Maybe. Me preaching?
Too much? Yeah, I think too much.
Some
yeah.
organ okay. music.
So, but...
I liked it.
Here's the thing that conservatives,
yeah.
they want to keep things the way they are.
Yeah. Hey, Josh.
Yes,
and
sir.
Liberals.
Next week, you're going to run the soundboard, and I'm going to be in there. So.
No,
okay.
No.
Can you handle more of the 90s music? I might even throw a little bit of country in there. A local man kicked out of a radio station.
I will get up and leave.
Oh, there's plans. And I will, that's what we do next week.
I will turn off the transmitter on the way out the door.
Oh, gosh. That would be a really tough spot because I have no idea where that's at or how to turn that back on. So, but
liberals, and, you know, being a non-millennial, it seems like liberals nowadays just want to push it as far as they can. Mm-hmm. Like, they want to find the edge, and then they want to go past
right.
it.
Right. And I think that's part of the reason why they have that name. Like, they're liberal right. with it kind
yeah.
of thing.
Yeah.
And
but it seems to be so much, I mean, more outlandish than it ever was.
Well, and that's kind of a fine line to walk because you talk about extremists give everybody a bad rap, right? So
yeah,
you
know, that's true.
The people, like, we read a story in the break about a shooting that had happened in 2017 amongst some of the representatives from our Capitol that were playing like a practice baseball game, and there was mm-hmm. a shooting because one extremist from one side lost his mind. You know, he led a bad example, right? Like, I'm not defending one side or another, but you're always going to have those people. But extremists are the ones that someone's going to idolize, right? Someone misguided is going to idolize. So I think what I'm taking from this, what Josh is learning from this today, is that I need to, you know, when I raise kids or if I've got somebody in my life that's looking up to me, following me for whatever reason, I need to make sure that they know, like, okay, he's not to be idolized because this measure is too far. This has been pushed too far. No matter if it's liberal, no matter if it's conservative, like, you know, this is not right because of this.
So, right. Know where your morals are.
Right, right. And that's a really tough statement, especially for millennials, right?
Yeah. So yeah.
I remember my parents went on vacation sometime in January, and they went somewhere in Georgia. It was like this bed and breakfast kind of thing. And in this tiny little town, it had some type of voting thing that was going on. They were arguing.
Election.
Yeah. Not the word I was looking for.
Oh, okay,
but you're
okay.
not wrong. They had some controversy going on yeah. about whether, you know, an amendment to their local, whatever it is, some bill that was wanting to go through. And this side, you know, wanted it and this side didn't. And they were on both sides of the street, right next to the courthouse. You know, signs and picket lines and the whole nine yards. And like, here's mom and dad. And they're just kind of like driving through going, I don't know if I'll come back now. Right. So they've done more, whether or not they were right or wrong, they've done more harm right. to their city
right.
because like there's nothing in this podunk town other than that bed and breakfast and the tour for whatever haunted thing that goes on,
nice.
You know. And so, you know, if there's a picket line in front of the local eatery that I've got to cross and hope to not get in a fist fight
yeah.
on the way, then
probably not climb back.
I'm not going back. So, you know, Coleman's blowing up and we're getting big things coming to Coleman and we have to think about the same thing, right? So we want to be put on the map. Now, whether or not that's a good thing or a bad thing is a whole nother show in itself. But
mm-hmm.
we want to be put on the map. So
but how far are we willing to go?
Yes. Yeah. So what do we push? What do we not push? What do we try to hold on to?
Can we push better drivers?
Oh, gosh. You've got a PSA on the station, right? This says slow down at intersections. Coleman's one of those. I think we've talked about it before. Coleman's one of those towns where you don't go at a green light.
Yeah.
Like, you sit there for.
Yes.
I'm not sure if it's working because patterns really haven't changed.
Better.
But.
What were you saying, Claire?
In Hansville on 91 on Riveting Radio,
yeah.
They put in that new like stop sign there,
yes.
that Dale's gas station. I don't know if I can
okay.
say that.
Yeah.
And they've got like these blinking red lights on the stop sign right now. somebody just blows through it.
Really?
Yeah, like they don't even...
With blinking lights and everything.
Blinking lights.
They don't even pause.
Their text message was more important than the sign. So.
Yeah. Probably.
Well,
but
you know, if I want to pretend...
That's how people die.
Yes.
Yeah.
PSA brought to you by Live 95. Yeah. No, but really that's what's happened because like I can pretend to be a much older crowd and go, well, you know, when I got my driver's license, it wasn't illegal to text and drive and I did it.
But you didn't have that issue.
Right, exactly. So somewhere along the line, somebody got sloppy. You know, mm-hmm. and, you know, death tolls start cranking up, and here we are, and we've ruined it for everyone else.
Circling back around to politics, you have just nailed how politics works, because society is way ahead of politics. Politics is like, I got to catch up with this thing that happened.
You might have a point there.
I mean, come on, the Communications Act of 1996, nothing's happened since 1996.
Yeah. Well, and you know, that's kind of an old meme that I remember seeing, that if we did elections the way that we did American Idol voting, like we'd get a far better turnout.
Yeah, that people would be voting like 5 or 6 times. Well, that they aren't already.
Right. There you go. Another political
cue the conspiracy.
Yeah, exactly.
I do have to eat my own words because the legislation, and it was actual legislation, bipartisan, Google it if you don't know what that means. Yeah. I've never heard of it. That is what actually created the LPFM class of radio stations. So if not for something that happened in the like first part of the 2000s, we wouldn't be here. So
yeah, hey, and not everything they do is bad, and that's great. I think
us a little more power, will you?
Yeah, right. Just a little bit bigger of a listening area, but.
Thankful for everything we got, though.
But it makes you wonder, like, if you do the research, they more than likely somebody benefited from it up there.
Right.
So was it really for us or was it not? I think a lot of people get into politics with honest intentions and then everything up there corrupts them.
So I do think that was actually a grassroots movement because we fought the National Association of Broadcasters. So that was the group of the big stations that, like, fought against us coming into existence.
Probably the Tea Party.
All of these buzzwords.
Yeah.
Too bad
if you haven't heard of that in 5 years.
Too bad our what we say on the show can't be searchable because that would totally be a hashtag moment.
I think I was like turned off. Did you turn me off?
No, you must have moved away from the mic.
No, but you know, it's one of those hashtag moments. Maybe that'll come next. We just dictate to some software that puts us out on Twitter instead.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Please, no.
Yeah, I don't want anything in writing.
No.
But.
Can we also talk about the fact that, I mean, a hashtag is the pound sign?
Yes.
Now you don't even say pound or.
Yeah.
I don't even know if there's. What's another word for it?
The pound sign for me. Forever.
Did that even exist before Twitter? I don't think it did.
What hashtag?
Well, I mean, I know it existed, but was it a thing before Twitter?
Oh.
Did anyone ever use it before Twitter?
No. I think only on phone calls, right. Like if you had to put in your telephone banking password.
You never called it a hashtag.
No. Right, it was always a pound sign.
Pound sign,
But, you know, my generation has no idea where the save button comes from, right? It's like...
The save button.
Yeah. So I've physically, in person, talked to a young man that I handed him a floppy disk, and he said, oh, did somebody 3D print the save button? And I'm like, what? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, yeah, you know, the top of every window of every document you've ever had. And it's a floppy disk.
That's hilarious.
Right? Because that's been the symbol. And, oh, I felt so old.
That is hilarious.
I'm like, no, they didn't 3D print the save button. But, you know.
Why would that be the first thing you think? Like, oh, did somebody 3D print this?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
But, you know, the hashtag used to be the pound sign. I've heard people refer to the ampersand as the and sign.
Is it not the and sign?
Ampersand, I think.
Is it not the
and? Well, yeah, it's all the same thing.
In layman's terms.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, okay, another millennial thing write on the board. It's like we pretend like we know everything.
All right, Josh, from one techie to another, is it McAfee or is it McGaffey?
Oh, it's McAfee, 100%.
If you go to South Alabama, it's McAfee.
Is it GIF or CHIF?
Okay, so...
unending debate.
Yeah, there's a war over that, but the people who created the file type, because that's what that is at the end of the day, it's file type, the people who created it wanted it pronounced as GIF with a G sound. It's a GIF. Yes. Almost like the other word for present, GIF.
Just drop the T.
Yes. There you go. There you go.
Or if would have pinned J-I-F, right?
Do what?
If they wanted a chip,
that's
they would have pinned
a brand
J-I-F.
Of peanut butter.
Yes. It's, well, that's what choosy moms choose.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeff, if you're listening and want to support the Just
Send us some money.
Show,
money's yeah. good.
Right. What's the email address to Jay Quick?
Studio at live95coleman.com.
That's right. Hey, okay, and we're closing up the show now that I've run it over by half.
You want
an
some
hour.
Organ
it's
music again?
Yes. Music.
And but I'm kind of closing it up here. If you're interested in talking to us next week or being on the show, kind of like Chloe did today, you know, comment on the Facebook post or shoot us an email. We have these conversations every week, and I would love to have as many people involved as I possibly could.
But they're not the same conversations.
They're not.
Drastically different.
But you can reshape the conversation however
you want. You never know what you're going to get.
You really don't. Chloe's going to come back.
Why did I say chocolates?
Oh, gosh. Don't get my wife started on Forrest Gump references. That's like her favorite movie ever. But
okay, had that movie come out before the kids that are in high school like were born? Like, was that like 96 or something?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
There are people listening who don't know what that means, probably.
Because I think that everyone that was born before the year 2000 is now 18 years old.
Good math.
So, yes. Yeah. So all of them are out of high school now.
That one.
Yeah. But yeah, like I was saying, closing up. Join us any way that you can, whether it's phone or Facebook, or if you're interested in coming in and talking on the radio, I would love to have you. Chloe's definitely going to come back and join us some other time. She's been a blast. Thank you for joining us, Chloe and Melissa. And thank you, Jay, for working the soundboard.
Woohoo.
Make sure everybody gets noticed today, and we start all that positive reinforcement
yes.
we were talking about. But it's been fun, and this has been just joshing around with
Bye,
Josh.
Mom.
Yeah. That's it.